The general public usually wants its elected officials to be fiscally responsible, but the purchase the commissioners in Kit Carson County made was so over the top, they had to be removed from office. What did they purchase? The answer is well known to our listeners on KNAB in Burlington, Colorado. We say hello to them as we return after this.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Joe Downey says this carousel was built in Philadelphia and then shipped to Colorado.
Elitch Gardens, a big amusement park that's still in existence in Denver, purchased it in 1905 as a premier ride for their park.
But within two decades, carousel companies had developed a mechanism to make the figures on the ride go up and down, and Elitch Gardens was ready to upgrade.
So they sold this one to Kit Carson County to use at their fair. They had a week-long fair for $1,200. The citizens in 1928 decided that $1,200 was way too much, and they were squandering the taxpayers' money.
So all three county commissioners were subsequently defeated when they ran for re-election.
This was not a kid's ride. In 1905, amusement parks were built for adults, and you won't be disappointed. No, it does not go up and down, but it goes 12 miles an hour as it builds up to full speed.
That's 5 miles per hour faster than most carousels built today. The organ that plays the music is equally impressive.
This is a Wolitzer Monster Military Band organ. There are only three Monster Military Band organs that we're aware of. They're very loud. It has one volume. Can't turn it down. We do have a kind of a cloth and wood on one side so the operator does not go deaf.
The carousel is open for rides and charges five times what it did back in 1928. Which still isn't very much.
It costs 25 cents. Over the years, people have commented that we could make more money to support it if we charged more, and we agree. But 25 cents is, that's part of its magic.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Burlington, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.